G'day, and welcome to another episode of Left After Breakfast, coming to you from Melbourne, Australia. My name is Susanna Duffy.
3CR.
Robbie Burns was born on January the 25th, 1759, and in his relatively short life, he left behind a rich legacy that continues to resonate not just in Scotland, but around the world. His work is a vibrant tapestry that weaves together the rustic life of 18th century Scotland, its people and its politics, and the poet's own philosophies and emotional landscapes. His work is vast and varied, encompassing traditional Scottish ballads, lyrical poems, satires, epistles and songs. Burns was a ploughman by trade, and this connection to the land and rural life deeply influenced his writing. He drew inspiration from Scottish folk traditions, history and the natural landscape, which he loved, and he blended these elements with his keen observations of human nature and society. His works often champion the values of social equality, love, kindness, and a deep appreciation for the beauty of Scotland. Despite writing predominantly in Scots with its rich vernacular, Burns' appeal transcends linguistic barriers, touching on universal themes of love, friendship, and the human condition. The breadth of his work reflects a complex man who was at once a lover, a rebel, a philosopher, and a keen social observer. His poetry and songs explore a range of emotions, from despair to joy and camaraderie. He was influenced by the Scottish Enlightenment, and his ability to give voice to the common people and to articulate a distinctly Scottish identity in the face of cultural and political pressures from England set him apart as a national figure. Robbie Burns' legacy is enduring. He is celebrated annually on Burns Night, January the 25th, his birthday, when people around the world gather for suppers in his honour, reciting his poetry and singing his songs. Burns remains a towering figure in the world of literature. He is the spirit and heart of Scotland. One of Robbie Burns' poems is still widely quoted. It's To a Mouse. In the poem, the mouse's hard work is destroyed in one fell swoop, and now it will be forced to suffer through the hard Scottish winter, despite its careful preparations. Burns says that man is equally vulnerable to disaster, and as a tenant farmer, he was particularly aware that the best-laid schemes of mice and men can often go awry. However, he says, man suffers even more through worry than the mouse that only lives in the moment. Much has been made of this poem's connection to Adam Smith, the theory of moral sentiments, a key text in the moral philosophy of the Scottish Enlightenment. Burns' regret at breaking nature's social union echoes Smith's notion that all earthly creatures are bound together through benevolent exchange. The poem is read by Sir Billy Connolly.
To a mouse, on turning her up in her nest with the plough, November 1785. Wee sleek at coor and timorous beastie, oh, what a panic's in thy breastie. The needna start a war sae hasty with bicker and brattle. I would be laith to rin and chase thee with murdering pattle. I'm truly sorry man's dominion has broken nature's social union and justifies that ill opinion which makes thee startle at me, thy poor earth-born companion and fellow mortal. I doubt na, whiles, but thou may thieve. What then, poor beastie, thou maun live, a a dame in Icker and a thrave's a sma' request. I'll get a blessing with a lave and never missed. Thy wee bit hoosie too in ruin. It's silly was, the winds are strewing, and naething new to big anew in the foggage green, and bleak December winds ensuing, baith snell and keen. Thou saw the fields laid bare and waste, and weary winter coming fast, and cosy here beneath the blast thou thought to dwell, till crash the cruel coulter passed out through thy cell. That wee bit heap o' leaves and stibble has cost thee money a weary nibble. Now thou's turned out for a' thy trouble, but hoose are hauled to thole the winter's sleety dribble and crannach called. But, Moosey, thou art no thy lane, and proven foresight may be vain. The best laid schemes o' mice and men gang after glee, and lea's nought but grief and pain for promised joy. Still, thou art blessed compared with me. The present only toucheth thee, but och, a backward cast my ee on prospects drear, and forward, though I canny see, I guess and fear.
You're listening to a tribute to Robbie Burns. Now this is a beautiful love song, and knowing Robbie Burns' habits, I wasn't surprised to find that he had dedicated this song to a number of women. But regardless of that, if he had sung this song to me, I would cheerfully have gone up the mountainside with him. My love is like a red, red rose, sings Andy M. Stewart.
Like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Oh, my love is like the melody that's sweetly sung in tune. As fair art thou, my bonny lass, so deep in love am I. And I will love thee still, my dear, till the sea's gone dry. Till the sea's gone dry, my love, and the rocks melt away the sun. And I will love thee still, while the sands of life shall run. And fare thee weel, my only love, and fare thee weel a while. And I will come again, my love, though it were 10,000 miles. Thank you. that's newly sprung in June. Oh, my rose, like the melody that's sweetly played in tune. As fair art thou, my bonny lass, so deep in love am I, and I will love thee still only till a' the seas gang dry, till a' the seas gang dry, my dear, till a' the seas gang dry.
Green Grow the Rushes O is regularly performed at Burns suppers all over the world. It's a song in praise of women, a statement of besotted admiration, and Robbie Burns is straightforward in his ardent love of women, and very much a statement of Burns' life when he says, "The sweetest hours that e'er I spent, I spent them with the lassies." Oh, yes, well, you did, didn't you? I've chosen to have a female voice singing this song. So here is Cherish the Ladies, which is a fabulous name for a group and very much in keeping with Robbie Burns' Green Grow the Rushes O.
But care on every hand, in every hour that passes, oh, that signifies the life of man. 'Twere not for the lassies, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. The sweetest hours that e'er I spent, I spent among the lassies, oh. The worldly race may riches chase, and riches still may fly them all. When at last they catch them fast, their hearts can e'er enjoy them all. Green grow the rushes, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. The sweetest hours that e'er I spent, I spent among the lassies, oh. Around my dearie, oh, worldly cares and worldly men may a gay topsy-turvy, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. Green grow the rushes, oh. The sweetest hours that e'er I spent, spent among the lassies, oh. You so grave, you sneer at this, you're not but senseless asses, oh. The wisest man the world e'er saw, he dearly loved the lassies, oh. last hours the tear I spent among the lassies, oh. Green crow, the rushes, oh. Green crow, the rushes, oh. The sweetest hours the tear I spent among the lassies, oh.
Listening to a tribute to Robbie Burns. And this is Andy M. Stewart with the Lee Rig. The Lee Rig is that narrow strip or ridge of tenant-farmed pasture land which is left and not tilled. It's sufficient enough setting for rustic romance. In this poetry of Robert Burns, the landscape of love, loss and longing, so powerfully present, also shows the inhospitable habitat from which he had to wrest an uncertain living. But at the working day's end, the sheltered edge of the plough field, the Lee Rig, could be a trysting place too. You get the Ayrshire backdrop and the drowsy oxen trudging to the byre. Not even the gloom of gloaming can keep this lover from his lass in this beautiful lyric with its wistful tune, the Lee Rig.
When o'er the hills the eastern star tells Bogden time is near, my Joe, and ocean fair the furrowed fields return sad off and weary, oh, down by the barn where scented barks with you are hanging clear, my Joe. I'll meet thee on the Lyric, my ain kind dearie, oh. At midnight o'er in Marcus Glen I drove in there be. If through that glen I get to thee, my ain kind dearie, oh, although the night will ne'er say wild, and I will ne'er say weary, oh, I'll meet thee on the Lyric, my ain kind.
find the Lyric full of a great deal of human sort of hope and frailty, and there's some sort of a very charming naivety about the young man in that song and the sentiments that he expresses. I find that the Lyric is very uplifting and kind of innocent somehow.
Hunter lose the morning sun to rouse the mountain deer, my Joe. At noon the fisher tax the glen or down the barn to steer, my Joe. Give me the euro gloaming grey, it marks my heart say cheerio. Take me the
The most well-known of Robbie Burns' works would be Auld Lang Syne. We can all sing it, and it's nostalgic, but it's also a sincere expression of friendship. And that's why people all over the world sing this at social gatherings, most famously on Hogmanay, as they reflect on times past and welcome in the new year. Here is one of Scotland's most popular singers, Doogie McLean.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne? For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for old lang syne. We twa hae run aboot the braes and put the gowans fine. We've wandered many's the weary fit since days of auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne. And we twa hae paddled in the burn frae morning sun till dine. Oh, but seas between us baith hae roared since days of old. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne. And there's a hand my trusty fear, and he's a hand o' thine, and we'll tak a record well he walked for auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for all and sight. We'll tak a cup of kindness yet for all and sight. For all and sight, my dear. For all and sight. We'll tak a cup of kindness yet for all thy sign.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for the ride. See you next week. Same time, same place. Until then, it's cheerio and ciao from Left After Breakfast.